Coming up this week on Wednesday, April 27th, and running through Sunday, May 1st, Playmakers Repertory Company wrapping up its 2015-2016 PRC Squared series with The Real Americans. This is journalistic theater written and performed by Dan Hoyle. He's done a bunch of stuff. He's got a great career, and he's going to be here in Chapel Hill this week with his latest. Again, The Real Americans is the title. And we got Dan Hoyle joining us here on the phone. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, The Real Americans is described as journalistic theater, and this is you basically going around the country with a tape recorder and just interviewing regular Americans and transforming their thoughts into theater, right?
Yeah, so the genesis was I was hanging out in Wisconsin, small town in Wisconsin, talking to this guy, Ron, and he'd been in Iraq in 91, and he was talking about, oh yeah, over there, it's totally freaking different. Robes, everybody wearing robes, going on a la no beer nowhere. Imagine a society with no beer. I'd start blowing up stuff too. And then I found myself back a couple weeks later in sort of a hipster cafe in San Francisco, but it could be Williamsburg, Brooklyn, or Carrboro here, and this guy's saying, hey, you guys want some of this fruit compote? The pears are house-raised, and the syrup was sustainably raised on reclaimed industrial land by an alternative girls' school for children of the Taliban. And it just kind of struck me like, wow, there are these kind of two Americas, and let me put them on stage.
That's really cool. Is there any great play that's ever been written that did not start with a conversation with a guy named Ron in Wisconsin?
I don't know. I have to look that up. But yeah, I mean, it was. So I bought a van and I traveled around for 3 months. And you know, it struck me, of course, the incredible hospitality of people. And then also, you know, I found myself in small town Alabama, and this guy, first thing he says to me is, "You notice terrorists never mess with Alabama." So I gathered all these interviews. I went pretty much to all non-coastal states, and I stayed off the interstates, and I went to small towns in rural America, and then I created these characters based on that. And I'm so happy to be here in Chapel Hill, coming up on over 300 performances of the show.
That's awesome. So the characters that we're going to meet on stage, are they just directly drawn from real life? Are they composites?
A lot of them are composites, but I tell people that, you know, I try to be true to the emotional reality of my experience. So, you know, I have kind of this bond with my audience that, hey, I'm going to show you what it was like for me. I'm not going to sort of change what happened, but in order to make the piece of theater that really pops, and because I met so many different people, there is some combining of characters, and maybe it's a walk from one person and a story for someone else.
Speaking with Dan Hoyle, he is the writer-performer of The Real Americans. It's going to be on stage at Playmakers Wednesday through Sunday this week, April 27th through May 1st. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want to find out more details, get ticket information, all of that. Dan, how many different people, I don't even know if you know the number, that you did you interview over the course of the 3 months?
Wow. I mean, it depends, you know, because I had some, you know, I practice what I call the journalism of hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that is, you know, sitting down with somebody and I have my tape recorder and out. And other times, you know, I'm at a gun show and I'm talking to a guy, and then he says, hey, let's go out and have a cigarette. And then he tells me this whole story about how he's actually protested the Iraq war. And you know, I didn't record him. I was just taking some notes, but I told him what I was doing. And other times it's, you know, I need to get my van fixed, and you know, I go to small town Kentucky, and this guy's saying, "Hey, friends is like radio, you can't turn off." It's hard to know how many people did I interview, how many people did I hang out with. I don't know, hundreds.
Wow, how many characters are we going to meet on stage?
I think there's about 20.
Wow. That's really awesome. I'm looking forward to this. So you mentioned getting off the interstate and getting on the back roads. What changes when you get off the interstate? What changes when you're not on the blue highways anymore?
Well, you know, a lot of what I think people talk about red state, blue state, and really what it is actually is kind of urban metro areas and then sort of small town, mm-hmm. rural. And I think that's really the kind of the fault line. And so you see, to me, it's just a real different culture. And there's some amazing regional culture, you know, I mean, the bayous of Louisiana or, you know, the way up there of Appalachia, or, you know, just places that still have strong regional culture. And that's pretty cool to check out.
I like that because, you know, with the interstate highway system being the way it is, every time you get off the exit, it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in Louisiana or Washington. The first little bit once you get off the exit is all exactly the same. It's the same McDonald's and the same hotel chains and everything, but you get a little bit further in away from the cities. That's where the region pops out.
Yeah, exactly. Although it cracked me up. I was looking for a place to eat in small town Texas, and I said, well, is there any place? And they said, oh yeah, go to Dairy Queen. They got a good cook over there. You know, so people know people in small towns. So it's not anonymous.
I was going to ask about the red state, blue state thing, because we talk about the culture wars and this big divide, but there are people who say, you know, the difference between red states, blue states isn't really all that much. The difference is between urban and rural, and that's what you found too, right?
Yeah, and it's been really, it'd be great to do it. It's the first time I've done the show in the South. There are a lot of characters from the South, and yet we're sort of in this, maybe somewhat of a liberal bubble here in Chapel Hill. But, you know, I've had people come to the show. I've done it in over 10 different cities that, you know, are from conservative backgrounds, are from small town backgrounds, and they love the show too. They say, man, that's my uncle, man. That's exactly my uncle. And so it's fun to be able to put those two sort of Americas on stage in conversation. I think we don't do that enough. And the other thing I'd say is, you know, it's we have this kind of soundbite culture now, and one of the luxuries you have with theater is being able to kind of hang out for a second and, hey, let's get past this story of somebody. Maybe you don't agree with him or her, but let's find out a little bit about more of their context, where they live and where they're coming from.
We're speaking with Dan Hoyle again. The Real Americans is the play Wednesday through Sunday at Playmakers. DanHoyle.com is the website if you want to find out more about Dan. PlaymakersRep.org if you want to find out more about the show, including ticket information. And I got to say, speaking of, oh man, that was my uncle, Ron from Wisconsin has been at my family reunion, I got to say, just from what you said. Before we let you go, you mentioned meeting characters and really getting to know them and spending a little bit of time with them. I don't want to give away what your favorite part of the show is, but I always ask what your second favorite part of the show is, and if there's a particular character that you want listeners to meet right now before they get a chance to see you on stage, who would that be?
Yeah, well, there's this guy Dearme, who's in way back in Mississippi, and he was saying, you know, man, my daddy picked cotton his whole life, man. I said, forget that, man. I'm not gonna be picking, like, going out, you know, all these guys powdered out. So I made some money like that. So, you know, he's a guy that I'd like to give audience as well.
It's going to be an awesome show. Again, this Wednesday through Sunday, April 27th through May 1st. Get online to playmakersrep.org, get ticket information, show times, all of the details you need, and head online and visit danhoyle.com. He's got a whole lot of other really cool shows that are worth checking out, too. But I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage at Playmakers in Chapel Hill this week. Dan Hoyle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.